Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, a very, very interesting program. We are obviously being plagued by a lot of technical difficulties, and, well, thank God that we were able to pull this together. And, of course, our guest with us here this evening, the perfect man to speak on these things, and, of course, no stranger to spiritual attacks and the like, Red Elk is with us. The website is redelk.org. I encourage you all to go there. There's a lot of great things you can do to help Red Elk out, and I would encourage you to do it because we want to keep this guy around for a very, very long time. He is incredibly wise on a variety of different things, and we're discussing that in depth here this evening. Red Elk, welcome back, sir.
Yeah, thank you again. Hey, and don't believe this guy, you know, incredibly wise. I'm a dingbat. But anyway, everybody's got their opinions.
Yes.
And, and look, folks, the scripture, yeah, they go out there and they kill each other and all that jazz, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
But you're going to die anyway, right?
Yes.
Okay, so big deal. And Dad doesn't want to lose any of his children. Some he will lose because they decided they want to do everything for self. And those are the ones that are going to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, when he takes these people in those kind of wars, or 9/11, or the Tsunami and stuff, they're immediately taken home to him,
mm-hmm.
and waiting for the great day of judgment. And on that day, they will find out where they really belong.
Yes.
But meanwhile, we call him the Indians. We call him the Great Gardener, as well as many other, you know, Great Creator, Holy Lord, Great Spirit, and mm-hmm. all that. And as a gardener, everybody knows if you put a rotten apple in with a bunch of good apples, that it won't take long for those good apples to get rotten. And those old wars back then, he was just getting rid of the rotten apples. Now, you, if a good gardener, you would take a rotten apple out to save the good from getting bad.
Mm.
And what would you do with the rotten apple? If you're a good gardener, you'd put it in a compost heap.
Oh.
And if in a compost heap, what happens? It rots, it leaves the seeds, and the seeds can be regrown. So life goes on.
Wow.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, wow. So it's a case of, oh, God is a vengeful God and all that jazz, mm-hmm. and he is, but his vengeance is going to, yeah, it's going to lie against those people that mm-hmm. have to do everything to be seen, you know, be known.
Yes.
From the age of 12 for boys, you are accountable. I mean, 12 for girls, play mm-hmm. that, forgive me. 13 for boys. From that age, you are accountable for all your deeds and actions, thoughts included. Thoughts are real.
Mm-hmm.
But, and there are people that are so egotistical that they have everything is to gain power or prestige or money or whatnot. Look at me, look at me. You're looking at a sad person that doesn't know he's sad or she's sad. That is not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. Not all who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. And on the day of judgment, that will be this. When you die, you go to heaven or you go to hell or whatnot, if you believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, the heaven you go to is purgatory. It's a heaven, but a purgatory heaven. The hell that you hear about is purgatory. Christ went to Hades for those 3 days of death, told everybody, you don't belong here, and they laughed at him and said, what are you here for? And he left after 3 days,
mm-hmm.
came up and kept going up. And but nevertheless, this is, and those that don't go to heaven, don't go to hell, become shadow people, ghosts to the white people. And sometimes, too, because they're afraid to go to hell. You know, they don't believe that they were good enough. And so they stick there. Sometimes to make power spots and protect an area.
Mm.
Or sorcerers do the same. They make a power spot and turn it very evil, and you have all kinds of problems.
Red Elk, We'll pick this up here in 3 minutes. Folks, please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio right after this.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, a very special conversation this evening with a great mind, a great heart, a great spirit, Red Elk. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, you make me feel... What?
Fair enough.
I don't need that.
Well, but, very good. When we left off, we were talking about ghosts and I guess, demonic...
I've had the privilege of pointing... people back to the light. You know, dead to you. They aren't dead, gee whiz. And, you know, there's some there, I'm dead sure of this, that Christian folks saying, oh, you're not supposed to talk to the dead. That's of the devil and all that jazz. And yet, Anishkine, the Son of God, Jesus, big brother, he said, the things I've done you can do also, even more so, for I'm with you. And, well... he was on a mountain, and there were three people there talking with him. One was for sure dead. They could go and visit his grave. One was ascended, like he had gotten ascended after. And the other one, they never found his grave or body or anything. They don't know what happened to him, but there was one dead guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you don't call up the dead. That is what you're not allowed to do.
Right.
But if they show up, what are you going to do about it? There's no accidents. There's a reason for all.
Yes.
And chat with them. Boy, I could tell you some ghost stories that would just crack you up. It's funny. Oh, Lord. But as well as some that to you guys would be frightening. And but, yeah, I've had the great privilege of talking to them. And even after they're dead now, mind you. Leading them to Anishkenet, the Son of God. Mm-hmm. And this little BB appears way up in the sky. And it's really, really bright. It's unbelievable. And it comes down like a high-speed rocket. It's just down at you in about 14 or less seconds. And it opens up the big swirling silvery lit doorway, and there's stairs that go up, and angels come out and stand on each side of the door. Sometimes people are standing on the stairs waiting for the one I'm talking to, and they hop in and head up those doors, and I mean head up those stairs, and the angels smile, give a wave, hop in, and up they go, you know, and disappear. And I've only seen one that was so bad he was pulled down. He had to go down.
Wow.
But a lot of people, and a lot of people, animals too. I've had to take animals that still thought that they should stay there with their people, and show them dog heaven, horse heaven, cat heaven, you know, stuff like that. There's a true heaven for each of these types, and occasionally they'll run up to the human heaven type thing, and or run down into it. Like I say, it's a purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what they think it is, and it's beautiful heaven. And anyway, come and visit their former masters who have since died, and then go hop back into the swirling mass of joy, horse joy, dog joy, cat joy. Oh, gee, it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. As far as the eye can see, a swirling on dogs, for instance. And it's the same on all of them. A swirling mass of this silvery grayish dust type thing. And barking and biting and dog screams and biting each other's tails and just, and not hurting each other. Just play. Total play. 24 hours. Eternally. It's just wonderful.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I get a kick out of being what I am. It's a pain in the rear a lot of times. But, you know, I've had people three times, separate people, say the same thing. How can you call yourself a Christian?
Yes.
Be a medicine man. And I looked at them all three and I said, how can you call yourself a Christian and not be a medicine man? You're going to accept the word of God or not, you
yes.
know. If he says you can do it, why do you say, oh, but he was the Son of God? You might as well throw the Bible out, because that means you're calling the Bible a liar, God, who had it written, a liar. Jesus' death worth nothing. He paid a lot of blood money to help you out, to adopt you, and you are officially adopted. So, you are a son or a daughter of God. Don't give me this, yes, but he was the Son of God. You're rewriting the word. You're not believing what you claim you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, come on, get on the stick.
Well, that's one of the big things, though, I think, that so many people are actually, in essence, sort of programmed, to disbelieve certain things or to shun certain things or to take the safe route of merely being an observer of Christ's experience rather than a participant.
Well, yeah, that's what religion does to people.
Yeah.
They sit there in their pews on their fat panties looking pretty and pay attention to what the preacher says.
Yes.
Man, not what God says in the Word. They don't check what the preacher says. It says, check the spirits of all things. That spirit of that man who is giving you a bunch of hogwash, or some hogwash, you know, you haven't checked it. Oh, no, this was good enough for me, my mom, my grandfather, my great-grand, you know, and on and on and on. Is it really good enough?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're hungry for spirituality. It's because it isn't good enough. And one-on-one is the way it should be. You and Papa, your daddy, and you, his young little baby. And just sit on his lap and enjoy him. And, you know, people fight the ways when they get in all this turmoil. And, you know, everyday life, it can be a turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're thrashing about in the ways, you're going to tire yourself out. Yes, you're going to be spiritually sore. Well, darn it, people, float. Let the riptide take you where God wants you to be, safely put on a beautiful beach. Why fight it? Yeah, a bunch of dingbats.
Yeah, well, we are, and it's something we have to get past. We got to get out of our own way and allow God to move on us, as we were saying, and, you know, and you just said it better than I ever could, so well done.
Yeah.
It's an important point, my friend. And this is what it's all about, folks, and it's important that you understand that everything is part of God's plan, and everything happens for a specific reason, for His plan. And we don't know what it is, and that's, I think, one of the other things, Red Elk, is that we would equate God to being human to a certain extent, and therefore subject to human standards of logic and you know, time and all the other things that are incomparable, I guess, to perceive it from God's point of view.
Well, you made a little statement. We don't understand it,
mm-hmm.
you said. And I'm sorry, I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly do.
And, okay.
You know, He made us with choice, self-will, to go our own way. You know, Lucifer is not the enemy. You are. Self is. All Lucifer can do is to tempt you. You're the one that grabs a ball and runs.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to. Lucifer's an angel, and we have dominion over every single angel. Everyone, no exceptions. And you don't have to take that temptation. You can tell them to shove it and go you know where.
Mm-hmm.
And but do you want to? You know, basically, no, we're born into sin, not born sinners. But born into. And, you know, we learned at a very early age, if we got in the cookie jar and Mama sees it's empty and says, you've been in the cookie jar and you know you're in trouble. No. Yeah, you learn to lie.
Yes.
And it makes you safe. Not in Daddy's eyes, it doesn't. But maybe between you and Mother there, yeah, for the moment. But, you know, the Christian world, if they would realize, say I'm talking to somebody who's Christian been in India, for mm-hmm. instance, or Tibet, or wherever those radio stations go. If you call yourself a Christian, then you have a citizenship piece of paper saying I was born in Tibet or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, you know, a piece of paper to satisfy man. But as a Christian, a Christ follower, an adopted one in the family of Papa, then you are an emissary to Earth and a diplomat to the country you live in. That is not your country. That is no longer your country. You are now a citizen of heaven. And a prince or princess in your own right. You're a son or daughter of God.
Well said.
You know, get these thoughts in your head. And those people that talk about Allah, quarreling over Allah is God. God is Allah. You know, quarreling over a stupid name. If they want to call God Allah, fine. I have no qualm with that.
Just a second, Red Elk. Quick break, folks. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and our special guest this evening is Red Elk. Red Elk, welcome back, sir.
Hi, hi.
So,
again, Dad knows your heart. He
yes.
He doesn't care about, you can call him a screwball if you want, but if you're doing it in jest, just mm-hmm. teasing him, he'll take it.
Yeah.
If you're doing it in honesty, is that the only way you know him? Great. He knows your heart. He knows what you mean.
Yeah.
And, people quarrel over you put the toilet paper roll, so it rolls from the back or rolls from the front. and they fight over that sometimes. And all I care about is it there so I can use it? Dang, it's, yeah.
Well said. Well said.
Anyway.
Oh, that's great stuff. No, this is exactly what I think needs to happen. There needs to be conversations like this. There need to be words like yours, because things have to be put down into examples that people can understand. And I have a feeling, Red Elk, there's a lot of people out there who are Christian, and they would hear some of this stuff, And they might say, well, I can't believe that. That's blasphemy. But then when you start explaining it, then they say, well, gosh, that makes sense.
Well, you want to hear blasphemy?
Not really, but go ahead.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of pubic hair straightened up. I love Lucifer.
Really?
And why not? Mm. Isn't he too made of God by God?
Mm-hmm.
And isn't he doing a job
yeah.
that God needed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he agreed to do this, and God, I time travel. That's one of the fortes that I've got, the 12 inner hierarchy I have. And we went back and checked on all this. I went back all the way to find out who God's mom and dad was.
Mm.
I find out he's his own mom and dad. He was a great void. And we are in his thoughts. We are daydreams, his. And he never sleeps. He never dies. So we go on and on and on and on. And but anyway, Lucifer was asked to come to speak with the Creator. And now hear me. All 12 of us are told, you go back and check on this individually, on your own, and then find out what you find out. And we've all found the same identical thing. Lucifer was called before the Creator and said, he said, basically, Luce, I got an idea. I got angels. You guys all love me. You've been with me for eons now. But, you know, I've been thinking I would like to make something that would love me without just because I'm there and the only one. I want to make something that I call people. With a will of their own to go loving me or go loving themselves and not me.
Mm-hmm.
And I need somebody to present the opportunity for them to go to self. And I'm wondering if you would be willing to take this job. You would have to tempt these new people so that they have self-will. Self-choice. And Lucifer loved God mightily. And he said, you bet, if you need that done, Daddy, I'll do it. You know, you didn't call him Daddy. But anyway, but God said, and I warn you, that in time you will turn away from me and want my position, my spot. And Lucifer said, oh, no, never happen, never happen. And there's a little tell about that in scriptures when Peter said, I won't deny you.
Mm.
And, well, in a sense, Lucifer was saying, God, this time you're out of your tree. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know me that well or whatever. And in a sense, you're lying. Well, he's found out that God was not lying. And he's fallen into that. But he was warned. But he's doing an excellent job of trying to keep you away from sitting on Papa's lap.
Mm.
He's doing a job that he volunteered for. And thank God for Lucifer to give me the ability to do as I darn well please, or just, and frankly, over a period of time, I darn well please to just love Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have had that. If it wasn't for Lucifer, how can you not love somebody that allowed that to happen to your life?
A facilitator.
Yeah. And in that great love, the agape love that I have, not just for Lucifer, but for everybody,
mm-hmm.
even my little 10-year-old when he's a pain in the rear. Grandson.
Yeah.
But, my gosh... You know, Lucifer stood before the Creator for eons. He was a second-hand man. And he knows love. He knows agape love greatly. And now he's turned against it. And every time he faces it and reminded of that, but you will turn against me, he runs. So I have no reason to fear Lucifer. He runs from me, literally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no reason to fear the demon soldiers that he made.
Let me jump in here, my friend. I'm sorry. Another quick break, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening is Red Elk, and we have had an incredible hour and a half thus far. Every bit of it I've gotten something from. Red Elk, welcome back, sir.
Hi, hi. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
But let me continue on
Please. The
theme that we just left. Folks, scriptures say, fear not. And the problem with mankind is we are full of fears. You're a fool, you know, the devil made me do it. No, he didn't. He just presented it to you, and you made yourself okay it and go for it. But we're controlled by fear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm a heavy smoker, too. Some people, I used to smoke five packs into the fifth pack every day, but I'm down to two and a quarter. To me, that's moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And people are telling me that'll kill you. And no, it won't. I don't fear cancer. And my doctor, she was pulling that jazz and a Christian woman. And I told her, I refuse to accept your fears. And she says, your lungs are clear as a bell and you smoke more than anybody I know. And those that I know are either all dead or dying.
Mm.
And I don't understand it. And I explained, I don't fear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to accept your crap about giving it to me.
So would that correlate with the media coverage of various things?
Designed... Everything.
Okay.
Keep you in fear.
Yes.
You know, we get this, they give you a bunch of fear with the crash into 9/11. And, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, now they've got great control. You know, they've got this land security thing and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And you've accepted it. You might not like it, but you've accepted it. The government is making us safer. No, they're just hurting you, sheeple, you dip. And you're accepting it. I don't understand it, but I don't know. There's a lot of good things that happen on our great mother, the great planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Are really good things, but you don't hear about them.
That's true.
All you get is this, fear that. Create tension between countries, tension in the household, tension with our government. And that's another thing. Did I vote for Bush? No, I did not. Would I have voted for Bush? I tell you, I wrote on the thing, there's none good enough to run our country.
Amen.
I voted for none. And, but people, I had one gentleman that I've talked with for several years. It seemed to be a real good Christian. And then all of a sudden he got on Bush. He said, that guy, you know, I wish I'd just hang him and he should go to hell. And he meant it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shocked me. And I said, then you aren't as spiritual as you think you are. And he said, what do you mean? Well, the scripture says love one another. The scripture says God sets up the government. You're fighting God. And you're not loving. I wouldn't wish hell on anybody. But, you know, and this, well, we haven't talked since. He slammed the phone down. So
really?
I showed his spirituality stank.
Mm-hmm.
And he had me fooled for about 3.5 years.
Wow.
But it says pray for your government. And if I remember right, it says daily. I might, don't quote me on that. But how many are praying for the government on a daily basis? No, you pick and choose. Pray for him or pray against him or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You're praying for and against God who set it up. And shame on you. Yeah, anyway, shame on everybody. And a bunch of dinks.
Well, you know, it's a bunch of blind people, really. And, you know, like you said, we're born into this world. This is a world filled with deception unless you come across the truth. If you are able to, I guess just sort of comprehend this and absorb it and make it yours, then you do have those eyes to see and you are able to sort of perceive things and you do relax. You don't stress out about things. As you were saying, you don't wish evil on people. You don't wish people to die and so on and so forth.
No, you don't, or you shouldn't, but
yeah.
We do. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy, crazy world, and it's not, you know, these Taliban and fighting us and us fighting them, and my gosh, let them alone. I mean, they've had their culture for centuries and centuries and centuries, and you aren't going to go in there and change it in 15 years or so.
No, or... 4 years.
Some changes, but this is their way. This is what they're used to. We Indians, we're used to our way. Our doing the sun dance and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is scripture. The sun dance is scripture in a ceremony.
Mm.
And if you care to, I'll explain that.
I actually had that on my mind that I wanted to discuss spirituality in terms of Native American ways. And I know that you can... You're speaking for yourself here. You're not, you know, speaking for all Native Americans, but...
No. No, unfortunately, almost all. Native Americans of Canada and the USA, and even down in South America. Remember, South America is part of the Americas.
Sure.
And most of them have rubbed against the white shoulder so long, they forgot so much. For the listeners, pleasure, if you want, I'm writing a book called Short Stories. And it's a book that you have to really think on. It's just stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Frank?
Frank Francis is what I was born, but either way.
Okay.
Call me anything you want.
Nah, well, brother. Anyway, I was telling him, in one of the very shortest stories I got, a young man came to Grandfather, said, Grandfather, how do you make fire? And Grandfather looked at him and said, big pen, or big lighter. And the guy looked at him and he said, that's not Indian. He said, well, Indian doesn't mean dumb, you know, son. And he said, no, I meant the old way. And he says, would you show me the old way? And Grandfather looks at him and says, sure. Got a match? And the fact is, you know, that's kind of funny. You know, from big lighter to a match, the old way.
Mm-hmm.
Few Indians can make a fire today. Mm-hmm. They've lost that that knowledge. And very few remember what the sun dance is. Well, none that I know of, except we 12 in her, Ioka. In the sun dance, that's where they put a log in a big circle and stand it upright, a tree. And they tie to it, and they dance around it. They impale themselves on lines and go around it.
Mm-hmm.
And that the great circle represents all creation, all the planets, all the worms, all the beetles, the elephants, the men, the alien men to you and women, and everything. It's all creation. That's what that huge circle is. And in the center is this. Tree that has been cut down and caught before it hit the ground and only leaving a little brow on the very tip top of it. All the other parts, limbs have been cut off. And the Indians pack it back to the Great Circle. Sometimes 2 or 3 days. It depends on the tree. And they have other Indians standing by, so when it gets to, this is a green tree, see? And if it gets too tiring, they just trade off with other Indians. They don't ever let it touch the ground. Well, those Indians that are lugging that tree are the one that represent the gentleman they pulled out of the crowd to lug the cross for Christ when he was staggering around.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they got to go to this great circle, and they have a hole right dead center, put it in there, contact between the earth and up there, heaven, the green brow, life. You got a dead thing here, planted in earth, all the way up to a green thing, life. And they impel themselves with used to be horsehair ropes and stuff, and the ones that are going to do the sun dance. And they eventually pull off, you know, literally leave holes and big rips. And they're taken into these healing lodges and stuff and kept there for X amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
When they come out, that X amount of time in there, well, the pole represents the cross and the impalement, Christ on the cross, and tearing down, taking down, ripping down Jesus, taken into a healing area, the tomb. And then after 3 days, they come out, doctored up, and people literally can touch these people that have done the sun dance and be instantly healed. And see, we didn't have writing. So we did it in ceremony, remembrance ways. And now the Indians have forgotten what that is all about. Every Indian I have ever talked to about it, very wise Indians, they've all, every single one, have given me a separate story.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are this. This is what it started from over 2,000 years ago.
That's amazing.
But they've lost it. The Indians are not as spiritual as you think. They're running on fumes.
Mm.
There's a few left, thank the Creator. There's a few. And those few, the basic Indians won't even pay attention to them. They're a bunch of old nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sad thing. There's darn few. But, no, they're running on fumes and walk around because they got red skin and their grandmother and great-grandmother and grandfather, they could do this or that and that or this. And they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're letting you think they can do it. There's some younger that can do these things, mostly sorcerers.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, they aren't as spiritual as you think. And certainly not as spiritual as they think.
Right. That's amazing.
They make a lot of enemies because they speak out on the truth of it.
Are you permitted to speak about these things?
About what?
Ceremonies, beliefs.
Well, I'm doing it, aren't I? Am I permitted?
Well, I meant, as far as Native Americans, when they would hear something like that, would they be offended by you talking about...
You bet your sweet bottom they would, and are. I get all kinds of threats.
Yeah.
But, you know, the truth is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost so much from rubbing shoulders with the white man. They don't. I only know 12. Worldwide, inner Hioka, they can become invisible. Just 12. And yet, during the Trail of Tears, Chief Joseph, I think it was, he could hide and did, I think, 3 times. Hid the whole bunch. He was trying to make it up. Trying to make it up to Canada.
Mm.
Stopped, 12 miles short, thinking he was there. But he made his whole little nation invisible, and they walked right by soldiers, right by them. I mean, plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
How many of the Indians can do that today? And then walk around and tell them that they are spiritual and know how to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
Bull crap. I'm sorry. And yes, I make enemies, but I... And people need that.
Mm-hmm.
Both white and red and Russian and camel drivers and everything else, you need to hear the truth. We are brothers and sisters, just in our own cultural way different.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to grow up and treat each other like brothers and sisters. Sure, we do things in our own family that each other is not happy with, but does that make you not love them?
No.
You love your brother and sister even though they pull some kind of a dirty trick on you.
Yes.
We gotta get back to love and let people grow their plants and have their children and make a living and not war and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and go to Papa the way they want to. That's what we really need to do.
Well said. Red Elk, I wanted to ask a little bit about the planet because it would seem, as you had mentioned earlier about earthquakes and things like that, and you and I have discussed pole shifts before and ripping of the veil and sort of what is going on with all of this stuff. And you mentioned about Lucifer and sort of demonic soldiers and things of that nature. This is something that people, I think, are very curious about, if only because perhaps they're fearful of it, in which case their thoughts would lead in that direction.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Well, basically, I would like to know where your thoughts are as far as the planet goes. You know, a lot of talk about global warming these days, a lot of talk about pole shifts and things like that. A lot of people looking at the Mayan prophecy about 2012, the calendar ending, sort of what that means.
Well, I know what that meant. Like I said, time travel.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Literally, every day is, for every individual, is filled with possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of those possibilities, there's several that are the most probable. And as you go along, those probables get shifted behind you. Until you're faced with two probables. And this is what happened with the Maya. They were looking into the future, and it got, mankind, the world's kind, had passed all the possibilities by 212.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only two probabilities left. Turn left or right. Go to Papa or go about man's way. And it was literally not even a microsecond off nose to nose. It was nose to nose. And they did not know which side, which way they would turn. So literally, and I do mean that, literally, they kind of threw up their arms like, we don't know. This is the end for us. We can't go any further. We don't know if mankind is going to unite in love and turn away from another earth rule and the destroying of almost all mankind, or continue and turn the other way and have another earth whip at that time.
Wow.
We don't know. And it doesn't mean that the earth is going to flip in 2012. It just means that they could not know which way of the two last probables man would take.
That's amazing. Let me jump in here, my friend. Quick break, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more from our special guest this evening, Red Elk.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number two already, and it is going by with a fierce quickness. I'm very excited that our guest is here with us. He has just been dazzling. Red Elk, welcome back, sir.
If anybody would like that DVD number again,
please
allow me to give it. And understand, this is only for the DVD. He cannot get you in contact with Red Oak. And but anyway, the phone number is 1-888-999-1985-1985. But, I'd love to speak to huge groups of people. I've got the time, usually. My wife's going into surgery here, and she'll be out for about 7 to 10 weeks before I can move around again. And I got the means, I got the time, I think I've got the knowledge, but I don't have the support.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but I'm, you know, my address is there, and please don't write me, you know, unless it's for some kind of a big, hopefully, meeting or something. You're going to have, I'm going to drive, and you're going to pay for the gas, the motel, and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and some money to get back on to say, look, I made some money this week.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm willing to do that. And
wonderful.
No dreams. I could go bald answering people's dreams. If you want to know what the dream meant, get down on your knees and ask Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and listen. He'll explain it to you. But I'm not going to be, you know, I had this vision. I had this dream. I've had, oh, God.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I
you know.
I quit counting at the first show from Art Bell.
Mm-hmm.
The number of letters that I answered by hand, I quit counting at 80,000.
Wow.
And that went on for weeks before I was bringing home mail from the post office in Navy duffel bags and 55-gallon bags.
Mm-hmm.
And literally took me 5 years to answer everybody.
Wow.
So I don't need that. I'm sorry. And almost all of them without a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Oh, making
and,
it very hard.
I think I got $42 or $47 for my time out of all of those.
Wow.
And, gee whiz, you pay for a hamburger, but you won't pay me. And that hamburger supports the owner, the insurance, the cook, the cleanup man, the everything else. Forget it. I'm sorry, but I got to earn a living. This is my job.
Yeah,
and
I understand that.
Respect that.
Yes.
And the same with any medicine person you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Always present first tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
That is traditional, and there's a reason. And it might cost you an hour's wages to get a pack of cigarettes, but in the old days, it might be several days to get the ingredients to make knick. And they just didn't work an hour and run out getting tobacco. They spent a lot of time making it just to get to a medicine man with a request to consider the request.
But
please remember that if you know a medicine man or woman, always give them tobacco. It's called exchange of energy. And, that's number one.
Yes.
And if they agree to do the job, and we don't all agree to do jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dad, in our case of the 12, you'll say, no, they have something to learn in them. So just pray that they learn quickly. Or, no, I want somebody in the next town to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Red Oak, let me jump in here. I'm sorry. Another quick break, folks. We'll be back in a minute.